Welcome to Empowered Through Health with Diane Solano, bringing you interviews with health and wellness experts from around the globe, educating, entertaining, and inspiring. Empowered Through Health starts now.
Good morning, everyone. Diane Solano here from Empowered Through Health, where we every other Friday have wonderful guests from around the world that are having wonderful transformation with different people, getting them empowered through their health. And as I always say, if you don't have health, you don't have anything. Too many times in my 20 years of practice have I seen people come in and out of my door, lots of money, plenty of love, lots of great family, yet their body isn't working properly. And the old paradigm of the conventional medical model doesn't always have the answers, especially when it comes to chronic illness. So my goal with this wonderful podcast is to highlight different topics of interest around health, around the physical body that people don't even know exist. Tools to help you get empowered, to make better choices, because the best health advocate in your life will always be you. So today, we're going to have a conversation with one of our health experts, Natalie Morse, who is a pharmacist who decided to jump into the waters of functional medicine. She's leading wonderful, wonderful groups of people around the world, having them have physical transformations. And the topic we chose to talk about today, even though, you know, health is basically an unlimited topic, is basically, is your body stress, the stress, those hormones actually contributing to your belly fat and your weight loss? And even though we might have heard of this before, we want to understand the mechanics behind it and how Natalie is actually helping so many people have that transformation coming to the other side. So today's information is information only. It's to empower you. Any health conditions, anything you have to talk about medically, you have that conversation with your doctor. Like I said, these platforms are here to inspire, to enlighten, and to give you tools. With no further ado, I'm going to ask Natalie Morse to join us, and I'm going to intro you. I know I already gave everyone a highlight, but ultimately what I love, I just love your story, Natalie. That's the truth. Because so many times when I see people from the conventional medical side decide to jump in the waters on the natural side and say, hey, how can I take the best of both worlds and really make sense of it all and fuse it together? And not only that, but I've seen you really move forward powerfully, you know, with your book, Crush Your Cravings, I believe it's called. And you have some wonderful gifts for our participants today that are listening. So with no further ado, if we can have a wonderful conversation around today's topic, stress, weight loss, and that belly fat that just doesn't seem to go away. What can you tell us about that, Natalie?
Oh my goodness, Diane, thank you so much for having me. So what's really led us to this conversation today is, you know, many things, but I predominantly work with women, right? So what is like a major thing we are all dealing with? You know, even before a year ago, what was going on? We were all chronically stressed. And so I hear the same stories over and over again. People come to me like, I'm working out. I've changed my food. I'm eating clean. I can't lose the weight. I can't make any change around my belly. So I very quickly realized when I started diving in, okay, what is really going on? What's the key, right? Because we were all told, okay, if we eat less, we eat healthy, we exercise, we should lose weight. So why isn't it happening? Why aren't women able to turn the key? And when we were just focused on one thing, maybe food, or maybe two things, exercise, we're missing the full picture of what is going on with the hormones. And a big thing affecting our hormones in 2020, 2021 and beyond is stress. That seems to be a predominant, it's overriding us. And when we are, basically we have our gas pedal to the floor and we've been riding it like that for years. So when women think they can just turn that off and overcome that in a week or even 3 weeks, there's a bit of reality check. And I know we're going to get to some of the root of that today in our conversation so we can see, okay, what do I need to do to identify, am I stressed? Am I chronically stressed? And how do I use that information to actually move forward so I can be healthier?
I love it, Natalie. And you know, sometimes we don't even realize we're stressed because it's almost become the new normal, which is what we're all hearing over and over again. is, you know, I didn't really think about how I'm just driving it and driving it and driving it and trying to wear all these different hats in my life, you know, whether you have kids, you have family, you have a job, you have deadlines. And there's a self-imposed stress sometimes just being at home, looking at all the things we haven't finished or we need to do that just rules the back of our mind. And I noticed with my own client base and even myself, you know, as we age, as we get older, it almost gets more challenging. You know, the hormones are real. It's only until things come out of whack or they start feeling a little off. It affects every part of your life. So where does someone start? You know, they either know they're stressed or they don't know they're stressed. Where would you start with someone that's like, I have this belly fat. I can't seem to get rid of it. I'm doing everything right. I'm exercising. I'm trying to eat right. But something's changed and I don't know where to start. I feel overwhelmed. What would you kind of tell someone?
Well, number one, I would say they need to speak to somebody who has this awareness, right? They need to speak to somebody who can have a conversation, ask the right questions and get them thinking, aha. I had a conversation with one woman last week and, you know, I kept going back in her time, like kept going back. And I was just like, there it is. And she's like, oh, like that was like a big major event. A couple things happened at the same time. So when she could realize that, oh my goodness, this problem actually started 12 years ago.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. Right. And that's common, especially women in their 40s, 50s. Usually this problem didn't start last week. It didn't start last year. Usually it started 8 to 12 years ago. So you need to talk to somebody who can understand that from a different perspective to see what your best step, next step is, right? So this is where exactly, like, we're going to give some suggestions. We're going to give some recommendations today, which are probably good ideas for most people to move forward with. But if you have been chronically stressed, if this has been an issue for a long time, you need to talk to somebody and work with somebody who can appreciate that and give you a realistic expectation, realistic timeline, and realistic steps.
You know, it's almost like you got to find the joy in your life again, because we've gotten so serious about getting it all done, right? Did I finish this? Did I do that? And it's almost like we got to be able to pull back and find that true, deeper joy. I love that you acknowledge the energetic piece, because the energetic piece is part of the stress response, which then signals the hormones, which adds to your self-awareness and your body image. And it's not just on your physical aspects. It's what's it doing to your health? What's it doing to your blood pressure and your heart? And, you know, all the stress hormones, really, when you start pushing those buttons, long-term health becomes an issue. So maybe right now it could be aesthetic or energy. And usually it starts really quietly and then it slowly starts creeping up on you. So the way I see it is, you know, if somebody starts getting a hold of this now, having the tools now that they can use to start implementing, that would be really, really powerful. So, you know, we have the conversation with you, Natalie, they sit down and you discovery, it's like a discovery walk you do together. And once you go down that path, you know, what are some other things you focus on? And maybe, you know, three top things people can do today to kind of start taking those steps in the right direction, because you'd be surprised, something as simple as getting better quality, deeper sleep, right? Who knows, but maybe I'll let you talk about that.
And the one thing I have to recommend to most women, and this is where they're like, what? Like, it totally doesn't make sense to them when I first tell them, is a lot of times I tell them they have to do less. Hmm. Because especially if they've been like struggling and especially like with exercise, chronic over exercising, it's like your body is already flatlined. And waking up at 5 a.m. to go to the gym to get your workout in, to like try to lose a couple pounds, like you, again, that person doesn't realize what's happening. That's why they need an expert opinion. So that's like the biggest thing is like, if you are struggling to get up in the morning, to maintain your blood sugar all day, to shut your brain off and calm your body down so you can go to sleep, you need to do less. And that is so hard for us women, as moms, as business owners. It doesn't matter if you're a business owner or have your job or just maintaining the kids in the house, to do less and pull back is so, so hard. So we have to start to develop that. So maybe it's a relaxing walk instead of hitting, you know, the stepper or like a hard cardio class. Maybe it's a bath in the evening to calm yourself down, to get out of that stress state so you can relax, get into rest and digest before you go to sleep. Sleep's number one, right? But again, it can be a three-headed dragon of how we get someone sleeping well, but we have to be sleeping well. Sleep is where we break down our stress hormones. Cortisol, epinephrine, norepinephrine. When those are high, we have to be sleeping because that is when we break those down. So sleep for sure. Look at, do I actually need to do less, and give yourself permission to do less. And this is the other big thing I see is with, if you're trying to lose weight, most women are not eating enough food. So they're not eating enough food. Their body can't balance its own blood sugar. Their adrenals are already tanked. And then they're further stressing their body by making their adrenals work harder to try to maintain their blood sugar. And it's just not happening. It's just not working. So they really need to look at what they're eating and when consistently, because there's a difference between maintaining and there's a difference between recovery. And most people, where they come to me and need help, is like, they need a recovery program. Right. So they need a recovery. So it's like looking at the food and what we're eating and when at a little different time versus let's recover. Let's get the stress under control first, get everything balanced better. And then your body's going to be in a state where it can release weight. It can start to release what it's holding on to that it doesn't need to hold on to anymore.
So powerful. I love the title. It's a recovery program. Oh, that feels so good to me. So, and you know what? Giving ourselves permission. I think that's a really big one for a lot of women. Giving yourself permission to say it's okay to date it, to delegate it, to dump it. You know, I'm a big fan of, you know, just get it out of your head too. Even if it's just a list of going, okay, top three priorities. You know, of these three, what do I have to do? What can I delegate? What can I date and put it for another time? And giving ourselves permission, number one, to even seek the help. Because sometimes we even stay in our own heads about all of this and it just adds to the stress wheel, right? I've often heard there's no such thing as, you know, overtraining. It's always about under recovery. And like you said, some people don't realize that, you know, I'm working out, I'm doing everything right, but then they're still pushing those hormones of stress, which, you know, let's talk a little bit about history. The hormones of stress were designed to make you hang on to body fat, right? Maybe you can talk a little bit about that, because some people don't understand, why is it if I'm stressed that I'm hanging on to body fat? And that really goes back to, you know, thousands of years of survival.
Yeah. So if your body is stressed, it's running on cortisol. And when your body is stressed, it needs fast energy. And that fast energy comes from sugar. Right. So we talked about cravings last time you and I were together. Right. So it's like, okay, when you are stressed and your body needs fast energy, that could be behind some of your cravings. Right. Cause it's just like, I need sugar because I need energy now. And I do not got time to deal with this fat. Another reason is fat usually for most of us is storing a lot of toxins. There's a ton of inflammation. There's a ton of toxins. If we start burning fat, if we start releasing it, that is going to put an extra burden on our body. It's going to put an extra burden on our liver. And if we are already overwhelmed and we're not properly detoxing, your body is protecting itself. In fight or flight, your body is protecting itself. It's trying to keep itself alive. It's like, we cannot deal with detoxing right now. We cannot deal with proper elimination. So you just stay there until we have time to deal with you. And we don't have time to deal with you right now.
I love it. And that's exactly it. It's a defense mechanism. So really the recovery program, which is, you know, I think if your program is called the metabolic reset, but it involves a lot of recovery. It revolves a lot of unwinding. It revolves a lot of giving permission and taking on new levels of commitment from a more of a recovery standpoint. Am I right about that, Natalie?
Oh, absolutely. I definitely hit like the main things in the program when I'm working with everyone. Because again, a meal plan is not going to solve your problem, right? Meal plan is not going to solve your problem. We have to talk about stress. We have to address your sleep. We have to make sure your body is eliminating properly. I really like the term joyful movement. So shifting away from exercise or working out like really hard to shifting it to joyful movement. We need to be moving our bodies. Absolutely. But is what, how you're moving your body doing it justice? Are you loving your body through what you're doing? If you, you know, and again, if you're, so many women are punishing themselves as their workout, right? Oh, I ate this bad thing. I need to like go work out. And then it's a punishment, right? And your body's never going to respond favorably when you're telling it it's being punished. So shifting it and identifying, okay, what do I actually love to do? And give ourselves permission to do that. Like maybe you love to dance. I'm not a dancer, but if you love to dance, if that's your joyful movement, that's probably the best exercise for you. Yes. Right? So give yourself permission to do that which brings you joy, and your body's going to start to respond much quicker than you ever thought possible.
So true. You know, the other day, being at home now and working from the computer a lot, which I love. I mean, there's a lot of great gifts that came out of that. But I just decided, okay, I need to start moving more outside of weights, like actually the blood flow. And, you know, I live in Canada. I'm not interested in walking out there every single day. And I love to dance. And I just decided, you know what? I jumped on a Zumba class. The Zumba class doesn't fit my schedule. I'll put on some tunes. I'll look and give myself a half an hour and I will just dance away. I'll look at maybe some new dance movements, you know, J-Lo, Shakira, whatever, and just have fun. And for me, it doesn't feel like exercise, yet my heart's moving and my blood is pumping. So I love the words today, recovery, joyful movement, giving ourselves permission. Like all of this sounds really delicious. And isn't life about making it a wonderful, creative, delicious one? And you can't do that if you're not physically feeling well, if you're not happy in this beautiful vessel called your body, which is so magical, which is why I love having these discussions with practitioners like yourself, Natalie, is because you're bringing it back to the basics, right? The basics of really the way we should be eating and living and sleeping and moving and thinking. And it's all interrelated. So I know your program does that. You did offer our listeners today about a metabolic reset guide. Maybe you can talk about where people can find you, get that guide, get more information. And for the record, she has a wonderful book as well around, you know, crushing your cravings and sugar. So this is all related to this whole area of self-care, long-term health, resiliency, recovery. And a byproduct of all that is a better body composition, which is where the weight loss comes into play. But maybe you can tell us a little bit about that. And then we can talk next around some of the hacks you use, I use, around how to start, you know, getting people quickly into a space of recovery. And maybe some of that fabulous coffee and tea you also recommend as well as part of your program.
Absolutely. And I just want to point out for like the listeners of, in that Zumba class, in that half an hour where you gave yourself the time and you were just lost in the music, there is zero chance that your body is stressed in that at that moment. Mm-hmm. So that is how powerful, like a Friday night yoga class where you can completely check out and be present in what you're doing. There is no stress. So even that half hour, a couple times a week, super, super powerful. So I just want to like, I know, like I acknowledge for you, but so other people can see like what happens there, like what actually happens. That's super, super powerful. So good for you. So yes, best place for people to find me is on Instagram. So my handle is Natalie Morse, CFMP. So Natalie Morse, M-O-R-I-C, like Morse code, CFMP, which stands for Certified Functional Medicine Practitioner. So the link in the bio will take you to my Linktree. And so the Metabolic Primer Guide is there. So you can go ahead and get instant access to the Metabolic Primer Guide. And it's going to give you those first steps. It's going to give you those first steps of things we have talked about: stress, meditation, breathing, how to move your body, what type of food we should be eating, making sure our body's hydrated. So the basics. So if you take that and implement those for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you'll notice differences. You will notice differences if you start to implement those items. And again, yes, Crush Your Cravings, the ebook is there and available for everyone as well. And what I have like all my clients do is, okay, what are we already doing? Where can we up level? What am I already doing that I can make something easier? Because none of us need anything extra to do in our day. None of us need anything extra. I don't need an extra lunch to make. I don't need an extra room to clean. I don't need to shovel the driveway for 40 minutes when there's a big snowfall. We don't need anything extra to do. So if when we start looking at smart things, healthful things, superfoods, so how can I get a superfood in that it's not a chore? How can I get a superfood in that it's not another thing to like add another scoop and make a smoothie? And in the day where there's like back-to-back appointments and we have so many demands, we have to be looking at ways we can optimize this. So I love using medicinal mushrooms in my clients. Ton of reasons. Anti-inflammatory. Helps them when they are overcoming stress. Helps to stabilize blood sugars. Tampers down the cortisol response. I love using a really nice red tea that has Ganoderma plus cordyceps in it. To me, that's my adrenal tonic. So to me, that's my afternoon beverage. It's like super mellow and almost sweet on its own. And it's a very nice adrenal tonic because the adrenals, again, I know for myself, they have been pedal to the floor for a very long time. So that's part of the recovery process. And we need to start to give the body signals that it is safe and that it is nourished. So it can start performing in the way you want to. By adding superfoods, that is one way we can do that. And it's super important. Like, we should be putting superfoods in our body every day. Every day.
Every day, conveniently, easy, to the point, quick. I'm such a fan of health hacks, Natalie. You know, I'm a type A personality. I've always been a go-getter. I don't know. I look at my life and there's always been something on my plate, whether it was, you know, renewing a house, buying a house, traveling, having a baby, you know, building a career. You know, it's just been nonstop and I love it. But I didn't realize how much I was tapping myself out. And hopefully, you know, someone in this call can identify with that. My body just one day decided no more. No more. I had the worst adrenal fatigue ever. I had hypotension. Yes. Couldn't get up because my blood pressure would dip so low. I was dizzy for almost 2 years. I had to sleep sitting down. I tried every supplement. It was really hard. And I had to give myself permission to recover because I was overtraining. I was hitting the gym twice a day, you know, pushing weights. And I realized my body wasn't designed to go that hard. So finally, you know, I was just giving myself permission that recovery, by the way, recovery is a road. It doesn't happen overnight, especially when you push it to the level that I did. Then I started doing that self-nourishment. It was medicinal mushrooms though, honestly, that changed the game. You know, I did the liquid licorice and I did the IV infusions and I did the DHEA sublingual and I went to bed early and I tried to avoid the stimulation. I did all of that. But it was medicinal mushrooms that came in and really shifted me. And I love how you use them in your program, because what I tell people, medicinal mushrooms are like software upgrades to your phone. You know, we all have a cell phone. We get a new headset. That's a hardware upgrade. But if you don't plug this puppy in the middle of the night and reset it, it doesn't matter how expensive your phone is. It's not going to communicate properly. And I found that medicinal mushrooms were the software upgrades to the body. So myself, including hundreds of other people, and that's why I'm so passionate about them, on every call I bring attention to them, is that they reset the body in such subtle ways that until you try them, you start to understand wherever your Achilles heel is, that's where you feel it. So the red tea became actually one of my favorites. As soon as I tried this red tea, Natalie, the one that you love too, I could feel permission to breathe. I felt like someone gave me this blanket over my shoulders and said, it's okay. And it was just so, and frequency wise, if you're sensitive to these things, you can really pick that up. So anyways, you know, if you want to try these fabulous, you know, superfood infused coffee and beverages, what I love about them, Natalie, is that they're easy. They're already in here. They taste delicious. They're cost effective. And people literally, you know, changing a cup for $1 to $2 a day. Wow, the transformation. So if you're curious about the, you know, the beautiful metabolic reset guide, if you're curious about trying the coffees or teas, if you're curious on her book, Crush Your Cravings, or you're just curious about what Natalie has to offer, which is a ton, because she comes from the wealth of information of not only the holistic side, but the actual conventional medical model side, which I love because you're able to have that dance in between those two worlds that people have questions on. And you're going to definitely want to follow her on Instagram. What were your handles again, Natalie, in case somebody didn't get that?
Yeah, it's Natalie Morse, CFMP. Okay, so Morse like Morse code.
Beautiful. So we'll see if we can put that in on the caption for today's show. And feel free to reach out. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to let everyone know that you are in the driver's seat of your health. And we have about, you know, 5 minutes left before we say goodbye to everyone. Any final thoughts or tips or anything you want to give to the community that's listening today, Natalie?
Another really key point I'd written down, I think it's in the Metabolic Primer Guide and you just hit on it, Diane, was breathe. If nothing else, if you're chronically stressed, the road to recovery is a road and it's going to be windy and there's going to be some bumps and there's going to be times where you're like, you're going down here. We're like, oh, things are so good. And then you're going to hit an incline again. But a big way in that all of us can do is to breathe. So if nothing else, you take 3 minutes during the day, 5 minutes during the day, put on some quiet music and just breathe and relax. You can start shifting your body out of that stress state. It's going to take focus and it's going to take attention. I'm not saying it's not going to be work, but when your body's been in that stress state for years, getting it over to that rest and digest will seem foreign, right? Because like, we don't even realize it's just our way of going. It's just our way of being. We don't, it's just like, oh yeah, this is what I do. This is how I feel in the morning. This is my energy mid-afternoon. So it's almost the opposite, that we have to work that other opposite muscle, and breath is a great way into that. So when you can find those little things in your day, right? So when you have your cup of coffee in the morning, I'm very conscious of like, okay, I'm having my cup of coffee. It's warm, it's soothing. I envision it taking care of myself from the inside out. So even just that moment transforms what I'm doing. I'm not grabbing a drive-through in a plastic cup with like all kinds of crappy sugars or anything in it and just drinking it mindlessly. I'm purposely choosing a good product that I know is going to help my body, and I'm choosing how I am putting it into my body. So those are great ways you can start that tomorrow.
Wonderful, Natalie. And that's so true. So just breathe from your belly, right? From the belly. Wow. Even just right now, I'm doing it and I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah, we forget to breathe. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Even though we're talking, we're breathing, air's moving in and out, but our diaphragms are contracted because, you know, we're performing and we have tightness in our chest. And it's like, we have to remind ourselves over and over again to like drop back into it and to breathe. And if it doesn't happen during our working day, where are we making time for that?
Time for that. There you go, everyone. So we have some fabulous tips. Go and get that wonderful guide where it gets all summed up for you. Go to Natalie, visit her Instagram page. She's got a link tree there so you can find out about the beverages. You can find about the program. You can get the free guide. You can find about her book. Best little app, or, you know, whatever they created, you know, technical link tree. I absolutely love it. And of course, last but not least, join us every other Friday. 2 weeks from now, we'll be featuring our next guest, because really health is about taking your health. You are your best advocate. Tune in to what it is that you feel, you know, you need to know more on. Plug into the show, because if not you, someone else in this world is desperately looking for this information. They just don't know it exists. And really, information is power, but you just don't know what you don't know. So again, Empowered Through Health is about highlighting that. So join us every other Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can follow me on Instagram as well, where we feature our podcasts, we feature our breakthroughs, we highlight different practitioners, and we give out their summaries on, you know, some of the top tips that they're sharing, because there's so many wonderful pearls. We don't want to lose any of that. And I'm the Diane Solano on Instagram, in case you need to look for me as well. But again, every Friday, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard, join us. Stay tuned for our fabulous commercial, and we will see you again in 2 weeks, which will go by just like that. But one step at a time, implement one of the things, two of the things, three of the things, and you'll see how things start to turn around for you. Wishing everyone a powerful, happy, healthy, wonderful 2021. Let's make it a powerful one, everyone. Thank you, Natalie. Have a good day, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Empowered Through Health with Diane Solano. For more information, visit Senergy.ca. That's Senergy.ca. Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.